Blog Talk Radio.
I'll put you up along my smile, bring you back down under a while, fill you with life, with a wisp of death, till we're both running clear, out of breath, till we expire on suns and sighs, on dreams and fears, upon our thighs. We'll bury deep here, counting sheep to rise and shine in our daily grind.
I'm not sure.
Bonsoir, mes amours, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 15th day of November in the year 2015, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the wintry beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. At the top of the hour, you heard my short form erotica, Our Little Death, and the song Drippin' by Saki. For this evening's broadcast, we will be having the lovely fetish model Sully Savage for an interview in just a little while. And right here, right now, in the studio with me, I've got Sir Megs of Megs World joining me. And he will be chiming in, helping out, saying what's up, and sharing with you his lovely adventures in California so far. But let me give you one more song, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. Okay, I have Megs here in the studio. Let me get him live on the air. Hello, hello.
Hey, hey, what's going on, Miss London?
What's up? I want you to share your trip here to California so far, but I can double hear you. It might be better from the other room. I can double up. Sorry. I'm sorry. I can double hear you on here. Yes. Yes, you are.
Good
it's stuff. Robot time. Yeah. But anyways, please share with my listeners about your very first trip to California. How are you liking it so far?
I am absolutely loving it, and you have got me absolutely worn out on these little adventures, and I'm like feeling like I'm actually getting so much in on this trip. Between you and the scorpion, I'll tell you what, the scorpion's an animal. He drives up and down these mountains and gets us to places I never thought could exist. It's great. You know, it got crazy windy. It feels like it's blowing 100 miles an hour. I think it's blowing like 50 or 60 miles an hour right now out there. But went to Venice Beach today. That was a blast. Got to see seals right here in Palos Verdes. My first day here, so I was like all geeked up about that. And the lighthouse and just everything around town's really nice. Everything's really nice and manicured everywhere we went. Everybody takes really good care of the places, so it's really nice. It's clean. Everybody seems to be really nice. You know, no issues. It's just been really cool. And then we had a little sidekick. Your little dog there was with us most of the trip. Kafka.
Yes.
Is that, did I say that right?
Yes,
Kafka.
My puppy doggy, he was the sidekick for the majority of the time, not the very, very beginning. So he didn't get to see the seals. But, yeah. But all the other times, yes, he's been around, and he's only slightly feisty a bit earlier on the way to the Santa Monica area. And so it was extremely windy, so I carried him a little bit to keep the deer sand out of his eyes. It's been quite a while since I've ever dealt with that much wind and sand in Southern California. I can't even like precisely remember exactly when it's been that darn windy and sand, like, I don't know, wild, sand blizzardy. But it still was a beautiful day, albeit quite cold and chilly. But I believe like Wednesday is supposed to be super stellar, sunny, a lot less Santa Ana wind like. I don't know. What was your favorite like photograph that you took so far since you've been here? I've seen some good ones. You've got some good ones, you guys. So like, stay tuned for some of those.
I love the seals. I'm so excited because I've always wanted to see seals in the wild. So I guess, you know, that's my nature nerd coming out in me. So I was really excited to see seals the very first day I was here. Right down there, we seen a really great historic landmark, the Friendship Bell, that was put up after the Korean War. And it was really amazing. It's very beautiful. A lot of really nice colors, very intricately detailed. It's right there on the base. There's a base there that used to defend the borders of California right there. You see a lot of the old ruins and stuff, and I got some pretty cool pictures of where they had the old gun turrets at and things like that. And
I like that one, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was cool. The lighthouse down there is really amazing as well. It's really maintained, really well-groomed and kept in great repair, so that was neat. And just everywhere you look, there's mountains. So if you want to see mountains and big mountains, all you got to do is look. So they're cool. The architecture on the buildings generally is a lot similar. I wouldn't say it's all the same. It's all very similar, but everybody puts their own eclectic personalization and touch on each of the properties. So they're very similar, but they're all very different. So.
Yes.
That's really cool.
I agree. And let's see, I don't know. Hopefully I'll have enough time, but I would love to take you to Santa Barbara and show you that as well. Like, that is one of my favorite cities in all of California, possibly one of my favorites in the whole world. But, yeah, we'll see if we make it up there. And you still got to see, like, Long Beach and, like, Hollywood and Beverly Hills and all that's coming up this coming week, I suppose. But, yes, let me put a song real fast, and then I will be back. The call number is 858-815-2333. And in just a very short while, I will be having that interview with Ms. Sully Savage, a beautiful fetish model based out in Tampa, Florida. And I've been checking out her pictures. She's gorgeous. Girl crush. She's beautiful. And you'll be able to listen to her live on the air in about 15 minutes. So in the meanwhile, check out this next song. Let's see, what do I want to play? I'll do Never Wanna Leave by Xavier Toscano. Here you are.
Make me wanna stay. And
My arms are all banged up from this spider bite and they're not healing very good. So I get here, and poor thing, she's chewed up from the spider attack here. From she's cleaning around the house and walks in the spider web of spiders and gets mauled by these things. And if you don't know what they do, they deteriorate skin very fast. So she'd been battling with the whole spider thing, and it's healing now. So you're doing better. And the anxiety level has gone down a little bit. She knows she's not going to have to amputate her arm. She's a little bit concerned about that. So, anybody would be. Arms are pretty important.
I would have been all legs, and that's it. Because but luckily, it's getting better. I was frightened and probably traumatized, but I think I'm getting better. But thank you. He was able to determine. Like biter was, because it's like one of the few things that can bite you that's like a really, really not good bite, because they have really bad venom in them. And that, like, what asshole? I don't know. I'm angry still. But I just wanted to go ahead and like announce that or whatever, because I have not posted a lot on livinggrind.com in the past few weeks, but it's mostly because I've just been trying to take my mind off of, it doesn't hurt when it bites you, but the remnants it leaves are not very nice. So I've just been trying to, like, just take my mind off of it and, like, read, like, everything under the sun, which I already always do anyways, but just sort of whatever. But anyway, I did go to the hospital more than once, and, I'll be fine soon and better. But yes, now that is out of the way.
It was that was a great little date night. We ended up at the hospital.
I'm like, I know this is really weird. The doctor's very nice, but where I'm just like, I know this is really odd and random and like not like the most great, wonderful, fun thing to do while you're visiting somebody or going on vacation somewhere you've never seen, and they're like, will you go with me to the hospital? Thank you, bye. Like, what? But, yay.
Well, it was tough on me. I had to refrain from going through all the cabinets and the drawers, because that's kind of like the thing you do, you know, when you go and you're just sitting there forever. There's nothing else to do, so you got to see what's in the cabinets, and I didn't do that, so I'm very proud of myself. I'd be going through it.
Hopefully, I think, I knock on wood, like, this will happen no more. I will, while we're waiting for the interview, just before we do, let me play one more song, and that's going to erase the memories of mean, evil, venomous animals. And then we will erase all of this while we have our lovely interview. I was like, should I wait till the end of the show to share this lovely bite information, or should I just go ahead and get it out of the way? And I was like, you know what, never mind. Let me just say it, because I normally love posting regularly, like, you know. And, we have a call. We may have our lovely Sully Savage with us right now. Let me go ahead and answer. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Oh, you're live on the air. Who's calling?
It's Sully.
Hi, Sully. How's it going?
Sully.
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
We're good. Share with my listeners some information about you. I did a brief intro for you that you are a fetish model and tattoo model, but there's still a lot that I need to learn about you and your work, and I'm sure that my listeners would love to learn more about you. I actually showed your profile to one of my long-term listeners, Indie Bear, and he said, you look fabulous and yummy. That was
awesome
for you.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I greatly appreciate that. Well, feel free to ask away. I'm an open book.
Alrighty. Well, how did you get started with modeling, and then in particular with fetish modeling?
Well, my first modeling shoot that I ever did, I was 17 years old, was with a comedian named Kim Ashworth. She had a clothing line, And I started really working with her and her clothing line. We became really great friends. So that was the start of it. After that, really getting into the fetish stuff was more recent. Been in Tampa for about a year, so I would want to say about 6 months ago, starting with, let me see, the exotic erotic ball last year in Tampa, Florida.
And is that something that's held, like, annually, like, every year? I think I've heard the name before, but I'm not terribly familiar with it.
I believe they do it around Halloween every year.
Okay. All right. And what did you wear? What did you dress up like? What was your costume for the exotic erotic when you went?
Oh, it was just a lot of leather. I went with a friend of mine, and I actually got pulled off by another photographer who was a good friend of mine to do live body art. And I kind of started it from there.
Okay, and then what art do you have on you? Which tattoos, what kind of tattoos?
Oh, my gosh, I'm covered in tattoos. I have a lot. most recently, I did for Friday the 13th, I went with my husband. We got some tattoos together. However, before that, we did a convention in Orlando for Spooky Empire, and I got tatted by Brett Cothran. The big owl that in some of my pictures you can see that's on my stomach.
Okay. Cool.
Brand new.
Brand
new pink. Huh? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm
listening.
Yes. Please share with us, Meg's, the Bastard Rope Company, because I actually got a shipment of these ropes. Red and black, and those are like two of my favorite colors, and I will probably do some sort of like shooting scene, a lovely landscape somewhere, maybe out like in those big old fields we saw earlier today and yesterday, but like share with my listeners about.
Well, it's funny, Sully and I we missed paths on a couple different occasions through two different situations with two different mutual friends, and we were actually chatting in a group at Night Moves Magazine award shows, the Caravan of Stars they have every year, and she's like, "Oh, you're Megs," and I'm like, "Yeah," and she's like, "Well, I'm Sully," and we're like, "Whoa, wait a minute," we put two and two together, and we were supposed to meet on a couple different events. And then we finally actually really formally met through a mutual friend of ours, Ted, who worked for Night Moves out in Houston. And we were supposed to run into each other at FetishCon that was held in St. Pete this year. And that just never manifested. It just never happened. And neither one of us know why. It just didn't happen. So I was with Phoenix Taboo. She's a fetish model friend of mine, and we kind of chummed around with a couple other friends and whatnot, and we kind of did a little tribal thing, hanging around, a little quick thing and checking things out. And she's like, "Megs, I need you to tie me up." I'm like, "Sure, baby, no problem. I'll tie you up." And so Nicole's like, "Wait a minute." She goes, "This is what I have." And I'm like, "Well, no, you said tie you up. I'm going to tie you up. We need more rope." So she's like, "I know just the right person to get rope from." So she comes back. She went over to the convention again. She comes back with a whole bunch of rope. I'm like, "Where'd you get this from?" He goes, "My buddy Mike Johnson from Bastard Ropes. He hooked me up." And I'm like, "Oh, cool, great." So I literally did. I tied the shit out of her. We had such a good time. And we got some really good shots. So I'm like, "I got to meet this Mike guy." So we went over to Mike's booth, and just the nicest guy ever out of New York. And he uses all natural fiber, and he hand wraps all his own ropes. So you can custom order them different colors, different lengths, and whatnot. So Mike
yeah, I need to hear more about this, especially like with Sully, because I had a brief chat with Sully before tonight's show began, and she has informed me that she is a dom. So there's like a lot I'd love to know with as far as any dom work involving rope, if you have any memorable experiences to share. I actually have a caller, too, though. But so let me see what's going on, really. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling? Hello? Oh, wow. Okay. I have no idea. I couldn't really hear anything that was going on. But, yeah, Sully, as far as any experiences with rope bondage as a dom, like tying anybody up?
I haven't gone that far yet. I did have an experience with King Yor and Jet Setting Jasmine where they wanted to use me as a sub. However, like I was telling you before the show, I can't be a sub to, like, a king and a queen. If I was ever going to go that direction, I would be
right.
Dominant. You know, I'm a switch, but when it comes to, like, another female involved, there's no way I'm going to be submissive. Not a chance.
Right. Well, were they willing to let you tie her up? Or...
No, I don't think so, because she's a queen, so she wants to, you know, she wants to be dom. She wants to stay dominant, which that's
pure
okay.
Dom,
you know, I don't have a problem with that, but, you know, if it's another female, no, I'm sorry.
Right.
There's very few people that I'll be submissive to, and to another female, it's not it. But
nice.
You have to hurry up and send Megs back so I can, you know, I can experience with the ropes and I can... You know, he can tie me up and we can have fun. We can do a shoot. I'm really excited about that.
Hi. Yes. What's up, Meg?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Oh, I enjoy doing it. It was it's funny because the first time that I actually did rope work again, it'd been like 3 years, and I was at News of Poppin' in Roselawn, Indiana. It's the middle of bumfuck nowhere cornfields, and I'm thinking I'm going to see Malachi from Children of the Corn running through the fields at any given time, and it's in the middle of this nowhere place, and there's this nudist commune, and it's Ponderosa Sun Club it's called, and we had one, the weather was getting bad, and one of the girls there was like, oh, what can I do to help? I'm like, hold this. And I had her hold something. And I'm like, give me another arm. And she's like, okay. So I was like, I need a piece of rope. And then one of the guys handed me a piece of rope, so I tied her to the top of the tent with one arm, and she seemed to enjoy it. So they're like, Meg, do you need anything else? And they had no idea really what I was doing because they were trying to fix the tent before it blew away. I'm like, yeah, I need more rope. And they turned around. I was like, hey, that's my wife you're tying up. Like, I know, I need more rope. So so I ended up working on the rope, and I'm like, wow, I miss this so much. So I started getting back into rope work and stuff, and I really enjoy it. It's fun, and everybody gets a good kick out of it, you know. The girls have a good time, and it's like, it's a work of art when you're done. So it's cool. I enjoy it.
Well, there you go. Well, what are your favorite types of shoots to do, Sully, as far as any particular props outside of the whole rope deal? Any other kind of theme that is, like, your absolute favorite?
Oh, I had a great time shooting with Megs out on the beach. That was a whole lot of fun. He made us sneak onto a part of the island we weren't supposed to be on. So it was, like, a lot of exhilaration doing something we weren't supposed to do. And then he's like, you know, hurry up, get undressed. We can take a couple of shots and, you know, so we don't get arrested and all kinds of stuff. That was probably the craziest so far. I know we have a whole bunch of really other cool shoots coming up. We want to do some pirate stuff, you know. I like blood and gore and, like, you know, a little more scarier stuff that I want to do.
Have you ever done any of the, like, coffin photography? Like, I'm forgetting the name right now, but there's one that's kind of big where it's, like,
the Comic-Con?
No. In and around, like, coffins, like a grave, like coffin.
I believe when I was a little bit younger, we did like a graveyard shoot. I can't even remember if I'd be able to find those pictures anymore. But like paranormal stuff like that, I love it. I would love to be, you know, shooting in a graveyard, you know, and like with the old, like the older ones, the ones that people are like, no, I'm not going in there. That's where I want to be. Like,
okay.
And Megs, I'm giving you ideas right now. So when you come home,
there's,
let's just do, man.
Oh,
let's
yeah, you
got to
see.
I like,
you got to see if there's like
be.
A, yeah, you got to see if there's a special, like, renowned haunted graveyard somewhere. Megs, you got to research out there in Florida. I can't think of anything offhand over there. I can think of some in, like, South Carolina, but that's it.
There's a real creepy one in Tampa. Yeah, there's a real creepy one in Tampa, and I can't disclose the actual location or the name of the place. I was dating some girl that always wanted to do crazy stuff in weird places, and one day she's like, all right, cool. She's like, well, we're going to get takeout. And I'm like, okay. So we go and we get the takeout, and I'm like, okay, cool. I figure we're just going to go back and veg and watch TV. And she's like, well, turn here. And she's like, well, turn right here. And I'm like, well, honey, that's a graveyard. She's like, yeah, I know. She goes, go in there. So, you know, we got things just, we'll just say things got a little crazy in there. We ate dinner and then things got real nuts. And I'm like, that was really creepy, but it was like really exciting at the same time. So, of course, we could get some really like dark, eerie pictures in there with the different old tombstones and the old Jurassic like trees and stuff like that. So there's a couple of really old cemeteries in Tampa, because it's a very old town. So there's definitely places to shoot. There's a couple of places up in North Florida too, like 30 dead people in there, you know what I mean? It's all kind of run down. They're really old in the backwoods too that I know of. So there's some really cool places to shoot.
I'd be afraid if it's too remote. I'd be like, are there alligators lurking around as well?
Afraid Bubba's going to come out of the woods and put you in the box.
Yeah, see? It'd be quite poetic if something like that were to happen. But what about which publications have you shot for as far as magazines?
Uh-oh. Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh,
because tattoo magazines or fetish, goth style, or anything like this.
I've put submissions into Inked Magazine. Me and Megs have been talking to a new magazine. I don't know if we're allowed to disclose any information about that.
I don't see why not. James was a great guy. We had a really good combo on the phone today. I definitely believe that we're going to have a great working relationship with them guys over there. So it really seems like they know what direction they're going. Seems like they got a great idea with what they're doing.
That would be U.S. Inc.
U.S. Inc.
James Berman, he's a really good friend of mine from Virginia Beach, which is where I lived before I moved here in Florida. He's starting his own magazine. He's a, you know, kind of a big-time photographer out there in Virginia Beach. And so we're in talks with him, trying to, I guess, get the cover for the December issue.
Okay.
So hopefully that'll work out. But we're gonna do a few more shoots. We're definitely going to hit up, you know, the rest of the Inked magazine.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Ink.
Yeah, I want to know more about Virginia Beach, in fact, but there's a color again. Let me see. I'm not sure if it's the same color as before, but let me see what's going on.
It may be my husband trying to listen in.
Oh, okay. Playtime with Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. Who's calling? Oh, my gosh.
I think he just wants to listen. I don't know if you can just mute it so he can hear, but I think that's what he's trying to do.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, if he calls again, it puts it on hold, but where he can still listen in. Yeah. And then also, for him and for anyone else who would like to tune in, if you go to Blog Talk Radio, my show is Playtime with Sandra Radio. So anyone can Google that or search it on Blog Talk Radio. And also on my site, livinggrind.com, On there, on the right-hand corner, there's a little radio box with a couple of my episodes, and most likely the one that's live at present should play on there, but otherwise blogtalkradio.com, look up Playtime with Sandra Radio. But yeah, I want to hear about Virginia Beach. You said you're from there. Did you grow up there and go to school there and stuff? Or
I was born and raised in a smaller town in Virginia called Lynchburg. A lot of people might know it by Jerry Falwell, Liberty University. I kind of grew up out there. I left Lynchburg when I was around 15 and moved to Oklahoma, which is where I really grew up there. You know, I became a biker. You know, I raced sport bikes for a couple of years. And then I moved back to Lynchburg. Not too long after that, went to Virginia Beach, which is where I met my husband. But Virginia Beach is nice. It's not as big as Tampa. The clubs aren't as good. You know, there's not a whole lot to do. I love it. I miss it. But moving back there, I don't think I could ever do it. You know, my circle here is so much better. The kinds of people that I've met in the industry that I enjoy is here. In Tampa.
Right.
So Virginia Beach, it's a little bit smaller. The people are different. It's a huge military town. A lot of Navy guys, a lot of Army, you know, stuff like that. But people don't really, you know, see this kind of industry a whole lot out there. You know,
I can imagine the sport or the modeling scene's not really that big there. But, yeah, definitely Florida, definitely Tampa, Miami area. That's where the modeling is, for sure.
Well, there's a lot of modeling there. It's just not fetish. It's not adult industry, you know what I mean? We have a lot more open-mindedness here in Tampa.
Right.
Virginia, it's still a commonwealth. It's still, there's a lot of things that you can't do out there. For meeting those kinds of people here are – meeting the people that you would meet here in Tampa or even in California where you guys are right now, it's harder, you know. The industry is not there. We didn't have the porn industry out there. It's just basic modeling, bathing suits, not a whole lot of nudity, you know, things like that.
Yeah, tame.
It's very tame. Very, very tame.
Okay, and then what kind of sports bikes did you race?
Ducati.
Ducati. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you still do that now, like in your off time, like for fun, hobby type thing? Or?
No, I wish. You got me reminiscing right now. No, I wish. I have kids now, so, you know, between trying to work and trying to set up shoots and, you know, trying to promote and market myself and then, you know, raising my kids and family time, it's hard to, you know, be able to get a bike and, you know, feel safe on it anymore. That's my biggest problem. My husband now, he wants one, and I'm just like, I don't think that's the greatest idea, you know. So I want another one, maybe when my kids are a little bit bigger, but I certainly do miss it, but no, it's not something I get to do a whole lot of anymore.
One day,
yeah, absolutely. My goals are there. My ambition, I have it, so definitely looking forward to that time again.
And what about, like, different stunts and stuff like that? Did you ever, like fall or injure yourself or anything like this? Or
I did wreck one time pretty badly. I totaled my bike. I was on the way to a race in Hallett, which is in Oklahoma. And I my back tire hit a patch of gravel, and I wiped out. That I was wearing, like, full racing leathers. You know, we don't have a helmet all out there, but I was wearing a helmet. So I was a little bruised up, but other than that, you know, I totaled my bike. That was probably the worst part of it. I cried like a baby.
Well, I can't even imagine being, like, on a bike with all that gear and, like, especially leather. Like, yeah, I think that would be the end of my doing that, if I even knew how to bike competitively or any of that. But what was Oklahoma like? I've driven through like a pretty good amount of the U.S., but I don't think I ever stopped in Oklahoma or anything like
Tulsa's
you
nice.
Recommend. Yeah?
I definitely recommend Tulsa. I mean, it sort of reminds me a little bit of Virginia. People are very conservative out there. We do have a lot of bomb casinos, which are pretty dope. I wasn't old enough for the club life out there, so I'm not 100% sure on that level. But the city is beautiful. The venues, like the concert venues, are really, really, really nice. A lot of big time, you know, performers go out there. But driving around the city, it's beautiful.
All right. I got to put that on my to-do list then. Nice.
Take me with you.
I will.
When you go,
I'll
introduce you to some really cool-ass people.
Nice. I would love that. That would be awesome. Yeah, for Virginia, I've been to, Middleburg. I'm not, like, it's weird when I look on the map because California is so massive, I never know, like, with states that are smaller, exactly how much smaller they are because, like, all I know, the only thing I have to compare is just, like, California, which is way too massive. But I don't know if you've heard of Middleburg before, but it's like a quaint little city. Yeah, it's very quaint and cute. But that's about all. I have very limited experience with Virginia. But it's interesting
Roanoke
when you say
Roanoke is really nice if you ever head back out there.
Really?
Roanoke is nice.
Is that
Virginia
that,
Beach
is
isn't bad, but it's still on the beach.
Is that supposed to be, like, the Lost Colony thing? Or is that, am I thinking the wrong thing? Like, the whole Lost Colony, like...
You mean Williamsburg?
Maybe. Something with, like, their people that came over from England long, long, long ago, hundreds of years ago.
That'd be Williamsburg.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is nice.
Alrighty.
They still have, like a colony area that you can go to, and they have... You know, the reenactments and things like that.
Ah,
I was doing that when I was, you know, in school and we took our field trips and whatnot.
Oh, I like that kind of stuff. Like, I went to a Ren Fair in Santa Barbara, like maybe 10 years ago. Any sort of like historical reenactment of any particular time is kind of neat to experience.
Awesome. I love like the Renaissance fairs and stuff like that too.
Mhm. Yeah, I didn't even know until like recently that they had like roadies, like just people that'll just follow the circuit around like all year long to all the different races.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, how interesting. Oh.
To have that life.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. But Megs.
Yes.
Hello. You're there. You're all quiet now.
I'm I'm in the middle of listening to you guys, and I got a pervert stalker wanting naked pictures of nudie girls. I'm like, come on, guy, really?
At the same time, what, on Facebook?
I'm multitasking, yeah.
It's never ending. That is never ending.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah,
it's like
constantly calling me on, like,
dude,
the Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, I said, dude, buy some pictures. He's like... Well, I'm not going to pay for something I can't see. I'm like, go to my website, dude. Here you go. Bap. You know, it's like, go away, bro. You know?
Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, Sully, tell me about, like, your favorite and best fans of your work, and then if you have any, well, hopefully mild horror stories of any fans. Hopefully there's just good, but any, like, awesome, memorable fans of your work who are just like, you're just awesome, like... I want to buy all your photos. Where are they? Kind of a thing. Or?
I have people that have been following me, like, just when I first moved here, when I started getting into the body art, because that was the one thing really I think that put me on the map was just, you know, doing body art with Tony Lima and Art After Dark here in Tampa. I have one friend, his name is Stephen McCrane. He's been following me since, like, day one. And he's always been really, really supportive, like, not weird about it, like, oh, you know, I'm coming to Tampa, you want to meet up, like, not weird stuff. Like, that was always cool.
Nice.
I think the worst is, you know, people see my pictures and they feel the need to try to video call me through the Facebook Messenger, or,
oh my goodness,
you know, correctly,
yes.
That is the worst. And my best thing to handle that is my husband. You know, I'm just like, here, just answer this with the video on, and, you know, he's got his face in the camera, and he's just shaking his head and got his finger up like, no, no, no. Nope.
Nice.
I had to have him do that yesterday because some people just don't get it. They keep, like, trying
nice.
To video call me. You, if you text
yeah,
me, that's fine.
I'm surprised they don't have a, like, automatic default where people can't do that unless you allow it, you know? Like, I was surprised
right.
to see how often that happens with Facebook. I would think that it would be better if they had a default where you had to put them on a list of, like, it's okay if
exactly.
these people call me, but not these. Yeah. Maybe you guys should get, like, a skull so the next time somebody calls, like, unannounced and uninvited to call you, you just put up a skull. You answer the call with a skull.
I think it scares people more when they, you know, my husband's face is, oh, she's answering, and then it's my husband, like, no, dude, no. I feel like that freaks them out a little bit more.
Yeah. So much.
I would just be afraid
shit.
To do that. I'd be afraid to put a guy, like answering my calls. They'd be like, oh, she's very versatile. Like, that's why I wouldn't do it for me. Like, that's a new look of yours, Sandra. Like, what the hell? but yeah, I don't know. Let's see. And I don't know. Do you have any piercings aside from the tattoo deal? Like, any piercings?
I used to have a shit ton of piercings. I took most of them out, but I think I've got that itch again, so I'm gonna start doing that. I recently got my nose re-pierced, so, I mean, that's just the beginning. Like, it's only going to get worse from here, you know what I mean? Like, the tattoos, the piercings, they're all addictive, and I've already started with the nose, so I'm pretty sure all the ones that I had before I'm going to get back, like, below the belt and everything.
Yeah, I'm too squeamish for that. I admire it, but I'm always, yeah, I don't know. I do
it's
like
only
nipple
pinch.
Rings. Really? I just would be afraid
yeah.
of getting it caught in anything, in a thread, in, like, hair, and like, whatever, just because I had the only piercing outside of my ears that I've had was my belly button, and that got caught on, like, thread
everything
like a mattress and it really hurt like a lot, like I think I probably passed out. So yeah, for it to be lower than belly button and get caught on anything, like, I that would be the end right there. But I do love nipple piercings on girls and guys. I think nipple piercings are sexy.
I think you just encouraged me to get my nipples done again. I think
woo-hoo!
My fans would enjoy that.
Woohoo! Yes. Everybody cast your vote. Let's get nipple piercings on Sully. I think they're hot. I do like nipple piercings a lot. Yes.
I think my favorite, however, was I had my hood done. That one was definitely changed the game a little bit, you know, specs wise. That was probably
really?
My favorite. Absolutely.
Hmm.
I don't think I could do the clit piercing per se, but the hood was simple, easy, didn't hurt that bad, healed very, very quickly.
I wish it were possible to do some sort of, like, virtual experience where I could, you know, like, see what that would be like without actually doing it.
Well, I know they have.
I'd be the one lucky person to hit a nerve and never feel anything again. This is the kind of luck.
That's
I
why you don't do the
clip.
Don't
yeah,
pierce the clip.
Yeah.
Do the hood.
Yeah. Never,
but I know
never.
They have like the numbing cream for tattoos. I wonder if it would work the same on a piercing.
I wonder. Yeah. Somebody has to let us know. Anybody listening in now or in the future, feel free to let us know.
Rub some Bengay on it and then have them shove the needle through it right after the Bengay goes in.
Yeah, well,
you're definitely not going to think about the needle.
Well, but see, there you go. Once again, I already don't like needles. Like, I don't even remember getting my ears pierced as a young person, so, you know. And when I got my...
You fly at the doctors with the needles. So
do you?
I know. I almost did, like, but yet, it, like, luckily, I just sort of, like, made a fist while I was getting, like, what did they do? A pneumonia shot and a...
So,
know,
do you
whatever.
Associate getting a piercing with getting an injection, like an actual shot? Because it's a totally different sensation. It's a totally different feeling.
To a certain extent, yeah, I do. Just because, I don't know, I just don't like sharp things. Like
sharp, in my opinion, are way worse than getting a piercing.
Like,
a shot goes into your muscle most of the time.
It's interesting to think about precisely why. It's just, how can I describe it? Like, when I got my belly button pierced, it took a long time for the piercer to do it, and I was there with a girlfriend of mine, so if she were not there, there's probably no way I would have done it anyway at all. But it's sort of like the, you know, team spirits, like, moral, or not moral courage, but, like, whatever, courage, whatever. To do it, and she went first, and it was very easy for her. And then when they were doing my piercing and my belly button, it took 3 times, and it just did not feel right. Yeah, it just didn't.
It shouldn't
just
have taken 3
very...
times. There was the first problem.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, yeah. And so I was just like, that was not a very pleasant experience. So, you know, outside of my ears, which I only vaguely remember having pierced, like. I just don't relish the thought of anything sticking me. I don't know. Unless it's flesh. But,
right.
Like, I don't. Yeah.
The one thing you should remember if you ever do decide to get another piercing is don't clench up. Just breathe through it. Because when you clench, like, it just... You stop breathing and, you know, it does make the pain worse. If you just breathe through it, it's over before you even realize that, you know, what's going on, like, that it's even done.
Yeah.
When I got my nose, I didn't even know, you know, that he'd already done it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My
pain tolerance is way up there.
Yeah, see, I don't know exactly how that works with me because, I mean, I've had, you know, I have my boobs done. But you're not really awake for that. But I know I was in a lot of pain when I woke up, but then instantly, you know, pain medicine and all this. So, but it's a different sort of thing since you're out for it. But to be awake through something, I think that's why, like, I admire tattoos and piercings. But, yeah, even tattoos, I don't think I could personally do it because you have to be conscious during, you know, either of those two things freak me out, so I wouldn't be able to.
I think my hardest tattoo to get through was the owl that I have on my stomach. I mean, like 8 hours of sitting, you know, and the wings stand out over my rib cage. That was the only tattoo I've ever had the numbing cream put on. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to get as far, you know, through it as I did. But with the tattoos, it's
eight hours.
It feels like
you
scratching.
You did that all in one day, or did you come back, like, you know, go?
Oh, no. It was all in one sitting. I mean, we took, like, smoke breaks and, you know, a couple of little, you know, breaks. But other than that, it was, you know, one day, one sitting, you know, trying to get through it. And the numbing cream, we didn't even try to put on until we started doing the shading, and my body had already, like, given up because I went through the whole outline with no problem. But once he, you know, changed the gun over or the machine over to the shading needles, I couldn't take it on my ribs. Like, it was awful, awful. And I've never bitched out of a tattoo, ever. Like, my whole chest once in no numb cream. My hands, my arms, my hips, you know, everything. Never, ever bitched out of a tattoo before.
Really? Yeah, see, if I even attempted anything like that, it'd just be like, you know, 20% done, and I'd just be like, well, it's just going to have to be like that, then I'm just going to, I'm done. That's just it. That is the style. That is the design. Forget the rest. Like, yeah, no.
For the people that say the numbing cream does not work, that is a lie. It works. The only thing that I felt was him wiping the ink to clean it so he could continue to see where he was, you know, putting the rest of the color. The numbing cream works. So if you were to ever get one in a spot that you feel it might be painful, a lot of them aren't that painful, get the numbing cream. Like, request it from the beginning.
I didn't feel anything. Yeah, that is extremely good advice. But I think I will probably live this life out without doing that. Yes.
With that note, I would say don't ever let Megs bring me to California, because I guarantee you I would talk you into it.
Peer pressure, yeah. Yeah. I'll get a henna tattoo, a little temporary thing. I think I've done that once, like probably a decade.
The little henna one?
Yeah, on my arm, like, yeah, my wrist or something, like ages ago. Yeah.
It sounds like the little press-on ones that I would put on my kids.
Exactly. That's about me. I am a little baby when it comes to this kind of thing. But anyway, I still admire art, you know, beautiful art on the human body, beautiful work in any way, shape, or form, with piercings, with fangs, when people have like fangs put onto their teeth. Like, not everybody, but I've seen some sexy installed fangs with tattoos. But, yes, I will continue to admire. Meg, you don't have any piercings, do you, other than, like, what, your ear?
Not right now, I do not. At max, on my max, I had 9 piercings at one time. That was like, I had my stainless steel junkie. That was actually before I met you. Yeah, I got so hooked on steel for a while. That was back in my raver days, eating disco biscuits and dancing until the sun come up, and then hiding in the house like a coffin with the windows all boarded up. Yeah, I was like so hooked. Like, a lot of my friends, they were hooked on ink, and I'm like, you know, I'm really not going to get any ink unless I find something I really want. You know, I want something with meaning, which that's how I got my fish hook, because I love the fish, you know, and then, you know, I like fishing for sharks, so I got that, but that was the only ink I got. But then the piercing, I just got so friggin' hooked on it. So,
Were you able to fly back then with all of your piercings everywhere? Like, having to go through all the metal detectors. You're like, there's another one.
No, I think it's a different kind of metal that sets off the
really?
Alarm.
Well, it was a little different, too. Back in the day, it wasn't so, you know, evasive, you know, as it is now. You know, now you got to watch. You know, you go through, your ass puckered up. You don't want them to do a cavity search when you go through. You know, you got to just be careful. But back then we were like in junior high and everybody was doing it. You know, we had to get the one earring in.
Junior
you know,
high.
Don Johnson and shit. Huh?
Junior high. You were piercing yourself in junior high.
Oh yeah, man. All the kids were doing it. So it was me, Chris Hawthorne, Jason Lambroff, and you know, a couple other of us clowns. Don Johnson was out. We wanted to be cool, so we did this piercing thing. We were cool, and our principal would crack on us, man. He goes, "Oh man, you guys are fairies. You guys are girls. Only girls wear earrings." And our defense was, "Well, Mr. T wears earrings." He's like, "Well, yeah, but that's Mr. T." So that was when I got my first piercing, and then, you know, as I got older, I'm like, man, I want to level this out, man. I want to go with some gauges. So I got some gauges, and I added, like, 2 more to one side of the ear, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna do the unthinkable, and I'm going to pierce the dang foreskin on the penis, and did that
you
burn.
Did that.
Oh, my God.
You did that.
Oh, yeah, and then I was like, wow. I was like, it kind of felt so good. It hurt so good. It felt great. So I did the underskin, too. like a month later, and then I did the nose, and I was like, oh my God, I was out of control for a while with the piercing. So, but now no, I just have the two. You know, I just have the matching hoops now. So that's what I've been rocking for the last couple of years.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Nice. Okay. And all right. And it's Sully. What are your favorite photos that you have done? Like, do you have like a favorite image of yourself, like a cover, or just your favorite, like your most for you, like your most iconic, or like this is me, this is what I do, like a specific photo?
I think there's one on my Facebook page, which was actually at the Exotic Erotic Ball, the first time that I ever went, which was also the first time I ever got painted by Tony Lima. He painted like this badass zombie on my chest. I think that is by far my favorite picture. It's way deep in the archives, but it's there. I don't think it's on my fan page just yet, but my actual Facebook page, it's
okay.
On there. And I believe it was the first profile picture that I ever used when I created my profile.
All right. With your permission, if you're game for that, if you're cool with that, then I will post that photo on my website along with this evening's interview.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see this. Yeah. I wonder
if I can find it for you and somehow link it to you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Meg will let you know, like, you know, how to send it either through Facebook or my email address or what have you, or to his phone and then to my phone and my computer, whatever. We can do this. That would be, yeah, I want to do that. I want to see this.
Master Stalker's on it right now while you girls are talking.
Probably. Okay, I did find it. So I can send it to Megs?
Yeah, Megs,
I'm going to tag you in this picture.
Okay, have you already found it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm stalking you right now.
It's under my profile pictures. I just tagged you, so it should come up.
Yay.
Just sent it.
Let me know and let all my listeners know how we can see more of Sully Savage, how I can see more of you, your Facebook link, your Twitter. I have your Twitter is at Sully Savage, SullySavage, at Sully Savage on Twitter, everyone, and how they can find you on Facebook, and if you have any other major profiles, social media, or web pages, websites, please feel free to
share. The Facebook is just facebook.com/TheSullySavage. I also have Instagram, would just be Sully Savage also. And then I believe I have this Snapchat I don't use very often, but it's Sully fucking Savage, F-U-K, on Snapchat.
And your Twitter, right? Sully Savage.
And the Twitter, which is just Sully Savage.
Sully Savage, at Sully Savage, facebook.com/TheSullySavage, and Instagram, Sully Savage, or The Sully Savage, and Snapchat, Sully Fuckin', F-U-K-N, Savage. Yes. Yeah, everybody, check her out. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. I would call the pictures that I saw blue hair. Meg's informed me no green. Scorpion said no green, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna say aquamarine. Then I see blue, but like
I've done both.
but they're like super hot, and like your eyes are gorgeous, and so like I don't know, but what color would you say that you're your tresses or, and they're like, hopefully, let me see. Meg's, you show her what I'm talking about. I was like, yeah, it's beautiful. I love her hair. It's blue. And they're like, no, it's green. I'm like, darn it.
I would say seaweed. It's like a seaweed.
Seaweed. Okay, there we go.
It's like a bluish, greenish, but leaning more towards green.
Yeah.
Connor,
okay.
Connor texted me after I sent him your portfolio that I put together for him, and he's like, wow, she dyed her hair green for you for the shoot? And I'm like, no, silly. Sometimes it's
green.
Oh, no,
green. I buy my hair. I buy my
hair. Yeah, right? Like, you really
my hair's really
hair.
Short.
Yeah. So.
No,
but I have many different colors. I've been the gray, the white, purple.
We got some cute shots of you at the beach with the short hair, with your natural hair. I like them.
I want to see the white hair, too. So, Meg's, you had to find
well,
those.
She had the black, the gray and white hair when we did the body painting at Art After Dark with Tony Lima. And it was a pretty cool hairdo she had kicking there. We're gonna play dress up with all kinds of different wigs.
Woohoo.
No worries.
It's gorgeous. I like the photos. It's like they're photos in the water. That I was looking at just before this evening's show. But yes, I will be returning Meg's to you soon so you can shoot more photos.
Yes.
And
I can't wait to get tied up.
Tampa. What happened?
I can't wait to get tied
up.
I think that's what I'm really looking forward to.
I'm coming home, darling.
Woo-hoo. Matt, did you happen to show Sandra the body part, the body art picture that I tagged you in?
The one that you just tagged me in?
Yes.
No, I'm actually going to put it up to her right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we have some audio issues, so we can't be too close to each other right now.
Yeah, he's currently on the opposite side of the residence. Yeah, just don't have too much double interference, double sound.
Cast away like the village idiot.
It's called Echo. Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me just, what did I just do with the picture here? Let me go back to, I have it here. I just downloaded it. I can just put it right to her page.
Okay,
do I need to do anything to this picture? Do I need to mark it with your photographer or Lima Art or anything?
No, because I have all the copyrights to those. And I took that picture myself.
Oh, all self-absorbed are we now? Just fucking with you. I got to clean out my downloads. I got like some of these fucking pictures here. I have it. I will show her very momentarily. It might be in a few seconds,
yay,
actually, if I can.
Woo-hoo.
I literally just had it pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me go to Sandra. This London. I'm going to...
Well, anyways, Meg, I'm going to come visit you then, Meg, when you're back in Tampa and all settled in. I'm going to have to come visit you and I get to meet Sully, perhaps. Maybe that Double D Saloon opening or whatever in January, maybe then.
The Double D Saloon? Oh, that's going to be an awesome time down in West Palm. Joe B. and his crew. Yeah. They're really great people. You'd love them. They really know how to throw a party, and they just really know how to run a damn business, you know, an entertainment business. They know their shit. So so I'm excited because they do run such a great ship, you know, and it's always a really great time with them. So we love them. Yeah, they're very good friends of ours, and I actually met those. I met those guys through Tony Batman, Entertainment News. I originally met them, and So been buddies with them ever since. Love seeing them guys. So January would be cool, but it does get cold. You realize about 80% humidity, and if it's 40% humidity, you are going to freeze. So
no, dude. I did Fargo, -30. Remember this? -30.
Well, no, it's
January.
Definitely not like Fargo.
Well, then there you go. Then I will be okay. It'll be fine.
It's not like Fargo.
Meg, I'm going to warn you right now, the weather has dropped since you left. It's kind of chilly.
No, what do you call chilly?
I mean, it was like 60 this morning.
Fuck.
Yeah,
that's,
see, he was a big
really
old baby when he came out here, and, like, I am usually the first person cold and anywhere group of people where I am, but yet he was, as soon as he landed, he's like, it is cold, oh my goodness, it's cold here in California.
Yeah, man, I landed with
50.
Shorts on and a pair of flip-flops, so I tried to tough it out for a little bit, but then the sun was going down as I landed, and it was cold. So when I got outside the airport, and I was like, this is not good.
But it did warm up. Like the next day, it was.
Yeah, well, it was great.
Pretty darn.
The day when
it was
the sun's
almost.
Out.
It was almost too hot after that. But yes. So we will see. Either way, like, it'll work itself out. But we're coming towards the close of tonight's episode of Playtime with Sandra Radio, with the lovely Sully Savage and with Sir Megs of Meg's World on the line with me. But, yes, everybody tuning in, feel free to check out Sully Savage. And once again, it's at Sully Savage on Twitter and facebook.com/TheSullySavage. So thank you so much for calling in tonight and having this interview with me, and you're beautiful. I can't wait to see these pictures that Megs is compiling for me, and I will be putting this evening's episode onto my website with your favorite picture ever with the zombie body art.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, on livinggrind.com. But yes, alrighty.
It was a pleasure being on your show, Sandra. Thank you so much for having me and, you know, dealing with Megs because he's a goofball. But no, it was such
Thank
a pleasure.
You.
And
I
really do hope you come out to Tampa. We'll show you a good time.
Thank you so much. Yes, I can't wait to meet you. It would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Woohoo.
Good night.
Good night.
Sweet dreams, darling.
All right, I'm going to play a song here real quick, and then we'll be wrapping up the show, but let me pick a song really fast. Yeah, I will play Leji by Turku, and I'll be right back with you all to wish you a good evening. Good night.
why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Hmm? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Deinen nemati a jiwa sala belli sense cor.